Hello and welcome to Reddy and Newman's Daily Podcast, your go-to place for common questions about immigration to the United States. Reddy and Newman is a team of experienced business immigration attorneys who handle a host of visa categories and complex immigration cases. This podcast will provide an insight into our daily free conference calls hosted by our attorneys, as well as discussions on hot immigration topics. Please note that information provided is not to be construed as legal advice for your specific situation and does not constitute an engagement with Reddy and Newman PC or establish an attorney-client relationship. For specific advice on your situation, please contact an attorney. Here's your host.
Hi, this is Rahul Reddy. Today is August 30th, 2019. The time is 3:30 p.m. For those people who are listening to this in the podcast and other media, please check our timings at rmlawgroup.com. And for those people who are in the conference call, please press *6 to ask questions. Press *6 to ask questions. Thank you.
6008. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Hi. So my question is, I have my I-94 expired and I have submitted my extension. And I am still waiting for approval denial from
what USA. Extension? What I-94 you have? Is it H-1B? What
visa
are you?
Oh, my H-1B. Yeah, yes, Rahul, my H-1B extension.
Okay, so you applied for extension.
And I'm waiting for approval. But my I-94 is expired. So in this situation, can I file another extension from a different employer? Because
you cannot. Because your I-94 expired. So if you apply from a different company, they will not give a H-1B with the I-94. Then you will have to go to India to get the stamping. So it's not advisable for you to do it. But if you have to do it anyway because you think so that you lost the project or a different thing, it would be better you consult a lawyer.
Consult a lawyer. Okay.
Next caller, please.
8993. Do you have any question?
You have a question. We will call with the last four digits of your phone number, guys. Next
7742 8080.
Hello. I have applied for AOS, and my husband is on a H1 and I'm on a H4. We have applied for AOS in July, and of course, we don't expect to get it for quite some time. We have also applied for 131 and the EAD. My husband H1 is expiring in mid-September. So he has applied for H1 extension. But I was wondering whether, since I've got the receipt for the 485 and the 131, it's not yet in hand. Is it necessary for me to apply for my H4 extension as well?
If I were you, I would not file for H4 extension. Because the reason why your husband applied for H1B extension would be to get him, because his employment authorization document is not approved yet. He just wants to continue working. So I don't see technically that advantage in filing for the H4 for you.
Okay.
So.
Okay, but in case before my H4 expires, if I go out of the country, if there's an urgent need in India, I will be okay to go out of the country when my H4 is valid, is it? Even if I don't have 131?
I would not recommend that you travel without the I-131 approval now. If you have any plans to travel, you should check with your lawyer whether or not you should travel. My advice generally to you is don't travel when the I-131 is pending. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Next caller. 6478.
Hello, sir. So my current H-1B visa is expiring on 9/30. My new one, my new extension starts from October 1st. I am planning to go for stamping in Mexico. Can I do that while my current visa is active?
Yes, you can. You can do it in September 1st week itself. And they will put the start date of October 1st and you can still come back. No problem with it.
Okay. And in worst case, if it gets rejected, can I come back with my current visa?
No, you cannot. Once your visa is rejected, all your visas are automatically canceled. Even if they do it, they don't do it. You cannot come back. You're stuck there and you have to fly to India
or somewhere else. Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
Next person.
3651.
Hi, Rahul. I have two H1s approved in this fiscal year. Those are legitimate. I work for two employers at the same time. So one approval is approved till 2020 December, and the other is approved for 3 years. My question is, which I-94 is valid? I-94 number is same, but how do I use my...
Okay. Yeah, here is the problem. Did they file as if that they are filing for parallel? Or did they file as if that they are... So they just both didn't know the company is applying for H-1. So to pick and choose.
Your voice is breaking out, Rahul. Sorry.
An amendment. Oh, one second. You have to pick one company. The other company has to file an amendment to have a parallel H-1B together.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now. Hello.
So pick one company. The other company has to file an amendment for you to work for both companies.
Amendment.
Go ahead.
I work for both companies at the same time. Even now, I'm working for those companies.
No, from October 1st, you cease working for one company. You should pick on one company. The second company needs to file an amendment.
Even though I have petition approved with their company as well?
Yeah, but they didn't file a parallel application. They only file both of them as a sole employer. That's the reason why you have to file an amendment to have the second company so that you can parallelly work for second company. Next caller, please.
6558.
Hi, Rahul. This is Dharmesh. My previous I-94 expired in September 25th, 2018. And my employer filed my extension on 10th September. But after that, I lost a project, and my employer filed, after 6 months, my employer filed another, extension plus amendment. And right now I'm working for that, and my both petition is still, pending from the USCIS.
You should leave the country, sorry. Here is the reason, though. Your first one will get denied. Your second one is technically not valid, because he filed it after the I-94 expired.
Okay. And
you should leave the country and then go ahead.
Yeah, so recently I filed one transfer for a consular processing, and it is in the process.
Okay, is that approved?
If it is approved,
once it's approved, you go and get the stamping done.
Okay, yeah, that is my plan. So
yeah, that's a good plan. That's a very good plan.
Yeah, so okay. My stay is legal or illegal? Because one of my transfer was denied.
Which transfer got denied? To a different company got denied. Do you know why it was denied?
Yeah. Yes. They said that it is my stay is unauthorized stay. They said me.
Well, yeah. You need to consult a lawyer immediately, sir. You may want to leave the country as soon as possible. That would be in your best interest. Okay?
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Rahul.
Next caller, please.
21122.
Hi, Rahul. My name is Shri Krishna. So, I'm on a student visa. And my H-1B got approved this year starting from October 1st. And after it got approved, I got a notice of intent to revoke, saying they have approved it by mistake and they asked me to respond within 30 days. So now my question is, can we file that NOIR in premium so that I get decision before October 1st in case
there's no premium processing for NOIR. What's the reason why you got the NOIR?
So they said they didn't look into all the facts properly. So they asked us to submit the extra documents to support my petition.
Yeah, unfortunately, if it's denied, though, your student visa status will be in danger, too. So
yeah.
At this point of time, you can't expedite it, unfortunately.
Okay. So if I get a decision before October 1st, I should be safe. But if it is after October 1st, my student visa also will be in a danger. Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Rahul.
Okay. Next caller, please.
4213.
Hi, Rahul. This is Winkar. I came on H-1B CAP on Jan 2018 with Company A.
Mm-hmm.
After I came here, after 3 months, my Company A transferred my visa to Company B. Still, the transfer is not yet clear. We submitted RFP in May, last May. And still we are waiting for RST response. My question is, in this year, Feb 2019, my old Company A revoked my H-1. That means he closed his company, automatically my visa got revoked. My question is, is there any 180 days is rule applicable in my case, because it's about to reach complete after my revoke of my H-1?
Let me ask you this question. You said the previous company has withdrawn the H-1 visa, right? The previous company has withdrawn H-1. Did it withdraw or did it got revoked? There are two things.
Okay, so I got an email that we are revoked. We are
revocation can happen. Yeah. Did you say intent to revoke or did it say revoked? There are two different things.
Okay, first, they are saying that we are intended to revoke and so and so after 15 days.
That's bad.
Okay.
That's bad. The reason is that they are revoking because of some fraud. You see the point?
Okay.
If they're sending an intent to revoke and they revoke it, did you come from India?
Yes. H-1B camp.
Okay, right. And did they file an in-house project or a project that you never worked on?
Yes.
Okay, that's a fraud. You need to come. That's a major thing. Previous guy, it was not fraud. They're saying that they mistaken.
Okay, your voice is breaking.
Sorry, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
If they have issued an intent to revoke, if you never worked on the project, if they revoked it, your current H-1B will also be revoked. The reason why it will be revoked is because your first H-1B is counted wrongly according to them.
Okay, so before revocation, it's already revoked on February 2019. But before that, we transferred for another company B.
That other company for which you got transferred is based on the first H-1B because you have been counted towards H-1B quota previously, right? So now since that is revoked right now, because of fraud, all subsequent H-1Bs will be revoked eventually.
Okay, but it's not yet revoked. Still, we are waiting for that new company B transfer. We are waiting for that approval. Still, it's pending.
They won't approve. They won't approve it.
Okay, so we are waiting for. Okay, so one more question: if H-1 got revoked, even I-94 got also revoked.
Technically, yes. We should leave the country ASAP.
Okay.
Next person. You need to consult a lawyer. You're in 2348.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Rahul. This is Dundi. Hi. Actually, my question is, I came to this country as a F1 student and I have applied my H-1 visa. So after once my OPT initially started only, so luckily it got picked up from company A. Mm-hmm. So what happened is like after 3 to 4 months, they actually revoked it. And because of some financial issues with me and my
employer. When they say revoked it, they withdrew it or what happened? That's a revocation. What do you mean?
They said we are going to revoke it after approval.
Okay.
Because I got approval for only 1 year until September 2018. So I think they did it.
But the project for which you filed, everything is good. Nothing is wrong with it.
Yeah. Yes. Everything is good. So the thing is, at the time before 60 days, I actually approached to other employer and I initiated the process called, transfer process. So it took me while, I think till 2019, this year it is, dragged me. That means technically my pre-first H-1 got expired.
Oh, that's fine.
So what so happened is
Wait. Your first company withdrew the application. It was not revoked because of fraud. So now within 60 days, you filed with company B and that is still pending. And your I-94 with company A expired. Nothing wrong. You're doing perfectly fine. You can continue working with company B.
Yeah, but the thing is, I got RFE and they answered the RFE. After that, I changed my job and they applied an amendment for the new job. And I think yesterday, 26th of this month, I got a denial on the transfer case.
You have to leave the country.
Yeah, but amendment.
That amendment is based on the previous transfer application. The underlying transfer application has been denied. The good thing is that you're technically counted towards the H-1B number. You can always come back on H-1B with a different company. Unlike a couple of other people where the H-1B is getting revoked because of fraud, you're good. You should be fine. You should go to India and file a consular processing and come back. And if you're eligible for H-4, you can come back on H-4. Next person.
5419.
Ira, my I-140 got approved in May. And my manager put in a paperwork for my promotion recently. And I got denied at VP level due to various reasons. Now my manager
Your promotion paperwork has been denied, okay?
Yes, and now my manager is trying to schedule a conference call with HR to see the options. And coming to the question, my current pay is 25% below than the prevailing wage that was obtained during the I-140 process. And HR has the right to override the pay with the prevailing wage document from the DOL, or does it have to be discussed with the immigration attorneys regarding any effect on the I-140?
There is no necessity to discuss with anybody right now on your pay scale. There is no reason for you to discuss. The pay scale which the company promised, they are supposed to pay it after you get the green card. Since your I-140 and the labor has been filed recently, by the time you get the I-140, you're not going to be alive anyway. You know that, right? If the things
go normal. My I-140 approved in May, but yeah, I-485, it takes long. Yeah.
Yeah. So after your I-485 gets approved, which is going to take 108 years, according to me, and some research institute called Cato Institute, 150 years, your pay scale should go up 25%, I guess so.
So even if they don't pay or match that prevailing wage, that is not
mandated. They don't have to match it right now. They have to match it after you get the green card.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Next person.
8178.
Hi, Rahul. This is Anusha. I'm currently on my H1B extension, and my previous H1 was, it's still valid till September 8th. And my employer has filed for an extension, which is in process. And unfortunately, my project has ended, and I have a question regarding this. So is the H1 extension which is in process, is it still valid or not? My I-94 is though till 18th
of what?
18th of September, sorry.
Of which year?
2019.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know 2019, ma'am. Now, if you have filed an extension and the project has moved, do you have another project?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, that extension may be denied. If you find the project before September 19, you're fine. You can file one more extension, you'll be fine. But if you don't file, if you don't got any project, if you did not get any project, okay, mm-hmm. Are you married?
Yes, I have an option of H4.
File the H4, ma'am, irrespective. Because if you get another option of H1B, you can file the H1B before September 18th. And withdraw the H4. File the H4 ASAP because you want to be in a safer zone.
Okay. So now the current H1B extension, which is in progress, do my employer have to withdraw it, or he can just continue that? Or what about that H1 which is already in process?
He can withdraw it.
Okay. So he cannot leave it like that without withdrawing?
Right now, there's no need to withdraw it. He can withdraw it later on if he needs. What if it gets approved without any RFE? Who knows?
So yeah, that's my question.
No, there's no hurry to withdraw it right now. I'll keep it as it is.
Okay, but I'm legal to stay here till 18th, or even after 18th, is it applicable after 240 days?
I'm assuming you're filing H4, is it right?
Not yet, but I'll have to file it. I haven't started it, so I got to know.
I'm assuming you're filing an H4, I have no reason to think that your stay is in any doubt. You're perfectly legal to stay in this country. Okay? Next caller, please. Okay. But file H4, that's the best way to think.
Hey, Rahul, this is Ram here. My question is, my I-94 is expiring next week, Tuesday, and I filed for one H1 extension with my current employer in premium processing 2 days back. Mm-hmm. And I processed a change of employer H1 today in normal processing. Mm-hmm. So my question is, so from Tuesday onwards, it will be like a period of authorized stay, right? For some reason, the current employer H1 extensions get denied in premium processing. I have another application for the change of employer, which is in normal processing. Can I still stay here even if it's denied, or how does it work?
Yeah, you can, but are you going to work with this company, be the file for transfer?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's say your H1B is expiring, I-94 is expiring on September 2nd.
Yeah.
Let's say you get a denial on September 10th, okay?
Okay.
You can go and work with this company B, which filed for transfer. The only reason why you can do that is because you filed the transfer before your I-94 expired.
Okay.
I was advising the other person not to do it because it's not going to be of any beneficial, but for you, you filed it before the I-94 expired. So even if you don't work from September 2nd to September 10th or September 30th with this company B that's filed transfer, once the extension gets denied, you can go and work with company B. Absolutely not a problem.
Okay. Even though the current employer extension is denied, there's no problem, right? Okay.
Absolutely. They're already assuming it's going to be denied. This is a plan B, so you're good. The plan B, you implemented it before I-94 expired. Next caller, please.
6933.
Hello, Rahul. This is Arun. I applied for OPT STEM extension and I got an RFE regarding missing photo ID. Last week, I got a new job with new employer, and I need to update that to DSO within 10 days grace period, right? But my college DSO said that in order to change your employer, you need your STEM EAD approved. So my question is, will there be any problem in between?
No, not necessary. You don't need the STEM EAD approved for you to change the job. What you need to do is that you need to update the 983 form. Get it endorsed by the DSO. I would submit it. Did you already submit the photograph?
And the photographs was not submitted. I just got a RF yesterday. I just got an email.
What I would do is that I will get the endorsement of the 983. You don't need to get an EAD to change the company. Get the 983 filled by the new company. Get it signed. Take to the DSO. Submit it along with the RFP response that you have with the pictures, saying that, and you have to fill a new 765 form.
Okay.
Okay? When you fill the new 765 form, you need to give the CIVIS code number of your current employer that you're going to be employed with. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
And you don't have to pay the extra fees, but you need to submit the new 765 along with the 983 endorsement. Okay, and submit it to the USO.
But the only problem is that my college DSO said the EAD needs to be approved in order to change your employer.
Which university is this?
Texas A&M.
They tell them that my immigration lawyer said clearly it's not. You don't need it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And tell them that this is the process that is involved in it.
Okay,
I do have some links with the Texas, UT Austin, but I don't have much links with Texas A&M. Tell them. They should be able to listen to that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Sure, yeah.
Next caller, please.
3978.
Hey, Rahul. I was involved in a DUI a couple of days ago. So I just wanted to understand the immigration implications of this.
What
the second question
visa you are in?
F1 and I'm working for a company.
Yeah. Implications will be that you can continue working on STEM OPT. Of course, you might have already hired a criminal lawyer already.
Yes,
and you're not calling me for criminal lawyer help, which I'm not.
Yes,
You cannot go to India on the same passport visa that you got it and come back. It's automatically canceled.
Okay.
But you can stay in this country. You can work in this country. You can transfer it to the H-1B visa, assuming that everything goes normally and you pay a penalty and all those things, which happens.
Yes.
And if there is something odd that happens, you should consult immigration. You should check with the immigration lawyer. But now you will get the H-1B. You will transfer it. Once you get, whenever you go for stamping though, you will have to go through the medical test before you go to the stamping.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
And the second question that, sorry.
Go ahead.
So my parents are applying for a visa next week. So it, does it have
that
any impact
nothing
on
to do.
That?
No.
Okay, that is
not.
No. Okay.
Should not have any impact on it.
Okay.
Last caller today.
7721.
I am currently on my F1 student visa. And I got my H-1 applied and approved, but I got them on the I-797. It said that change of status was denied, but they got the approval, and I need to go back to India to get the stamping done. The reason
were
for
you
denial,
on Devan CPP?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Do you see any implications when I go back to India? Are there any measures I need to take? My work is a full-time job. I don't have issues with my current role. It's good. It's just because I have... I didn't have a STEM extension. I only had one chance. I didn't go through the first time I applied.
Almost 90% of a lot of people, they want CPTs to change of status rates when they've been denied.
Okay.
I don't know which law firm filed for you. They shouldn't have filed a change of status at all. Now, the USCIS has determined that you are not maintaining the legal status. So when you're going in front of the Department of State and applying in front of a consulate, well, the immigration says that I violated my status, but please approve the status. It becomes a little bit tougher for them to approve it. Now, although that I have not seen a significant amount of denial based on that, I want you to prepare very well before you go to the consulate. The number one I recommend people is that how are you going to answer the question? You must have gone to the University of Cumberland, Campusville, or Harrisburg University, one of these three universities, mostly, maybe other universities. But don't try to defend those university actions. Don't try to defend. That's not your job. I tell my clients, look, raise your hands and tell that. I did a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. Once I spoke with my immigration lawyer, I realized that I shouldn't have joined a D1CPT. That's all I tell them. But I would recommend that you go through the rigorous mock interview process with an immigration lawyer, so that you don't get caught in the consulate with the troublesome answers that they'll be asking. If you try to defend this Campusville or Cumberland University, they won't like it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming into the conference call. The next conference call is on Tuesday. There is no conference call on Monday. It's a holiday. Tuesday at 11:30. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bindu.
Thank you, Ra.
Thank you for listening to Reddy and Newman Daily Podcast. We sincerely hope that you've taken something valuable out of it. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. For more information or if you want to make an appointment, check out our websites, rnlawgroup.com and immigrationgirl.com. Have an awesome day.